The Salvation Army Red Kettle campaign begins next month, and Family Matters of Posey County is asking for the public's help once again. Family Matters is looking for volunteers to help on multiple dates, including December 5th and 6th at the Westside Walmart in Evansville from 9 a.m. to 7 p.m., in which last year they raised over $2,000 in 2 days. Other locations you can volunteer for are at the IGA and Priceless grocery stores in Mount Vernon. The money raised by the Red Kettle campaign is used to assist Posey County residents with food, shelter, utilities, transportation, and other needs in the area. For more details on how you can help, call Family Matters of Posey County at 812-838-6875, or you can also sign up online at registeredtoring.com. We are one short day away from the 2024 general election. We have a couple local races in Posey County. Those are the Posey County Commissioner Board for District 3 between Republican Bill Collins and Independent Steve Moore, and the Posey County Council at Large, in which 4 candidates are on the ballot. They are Democrat Brandon Dyag, Republican Heather Allen, Republican Rusty Jordan, and Republican Dave Pierce. Posey County voting locations tomorrow are as follows: the Cynthiana Community Center at 10456 Mulkey Road, the Rapp Owen Granary at 413 Granary Street in New Harmony, the Emmanuel Church of Christ at 5812 Ford Road, the Knights of St. John at 11714 Winery Road in St. Wendell, the Mount Vernon Baptist Church at 1717 North Main Street, the Mount Vernon Community Church at 1800 West 4th Street, the Posey County Community Center at 111 Harmony Township Road, the Poseyville Community Center at 60 North Church Street in Poseyville, St. Peter's on the Hill at 2800 St. Phillips Road, and the Wadesville Fire Department at 4200 Princeton Street. For more information on tomorrow's election, you can call the Posey County Election Office at 812-838-1339. The polls do close tomorrow, 6 p.m. The United Way of Posey County is currently selling half-pot raffle tickets for the half-pot drawing coming up on December 31st. The United Way uses the money raised from this half-pot for various causes as needed in the community. If you would like to get a ticket for the drawing, you can contact the United Way of Posey County at 812-838-3637 or email unitedwayposey@gmail.com. Again, that drawing will take place on December 31st. Turning to sports, we are inching closer to the start of the winter sports season. Coming up later this week, the Mount Vernon Lady Wildcats will begin the high school basketball season. Friday, they will take on Evansville Harrison on the road. And then on Saturday, the Gibson Southern Titans at home. North Posey girls basketball begins their season the following Friday, the 15th, against Gibson Southern. Both the Mount Vernon and North Posey boys will begin their seasons on the 26th. We will release our official broadcast schedules for both Mount Vernon and North Posey later this week from Posey County Radio. The high school wrestling season officially begins today. First wrestling matches will take place on November 25th for the Wildcats and for the Vikings on the 23rd. And coming up this Saturday, the North Posey cheer team will be competing at the state level in traditional cheer. More details are forthcoming for that, and we will update you later in the week with those details. The college basketball regular season gets underway tonight for many teams across the country, and this evening, both teams at USI are in action. The Screaming Eagles men's team plays at DePaul University in Chicago at 7 p.m. USI is trying to bounce back after a tough 8-24 campaign a season ago. USI women's basketball is home on campus against Brescia University at 6 p.m. Last year, USI won 25 games and won both the OVC regular season and conference tournament championship. Tomorrow night, both basketball teams at Evansville will start their season on the road. The Purple Aces men's basketball team plays at North Texas Tuesday night at 7 p.m., and the Purple Aces women's basketball team takes on IU Indy up in Indianapolis at 5:30. We are keeping you informed on all things Posey County on the radio and online at PoseyCountyRadio.com. If you have news tips to share, you can do so by emailing news@PoseyCountyRadio.com. For Posey County Radio, I'm Parker Stevens reporting. Your weather forecast is coming up next.